Now it's time to bring on Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Mark has been outstanding all season, giving us some insight from the analytical world into the Giants and their opponents. Mark, how are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on. You know, and I thought of you yesterday. I said, well, what should we talk about? And then I started thinking about the St. Louis Cardinals. When we saw them out here, they were awful. They couldn't do anything right. Then all of a sudden they went on a tear, and then they were awful again, went on a tear, and now 18 of 23, best bullpen in the league. Who are the St. Louis Cardinals from the analytical world? What are they doing?
Well, you mentioned the bullpen. That's certainly a part of it. I would put theirs up against just about anyone in a year where there have been a lot of bad ones. Certainly you wouldn't have expected Giovanni Gallegos and John Gant and some of these other guys to have been as good as they are. You would have thought, oh, it would be Andrew Miller, but it's not. It's actually a bunch of their other guys. I think a couple of things have happened. Goldschmidt got a little hotter after a slow start, started hitting the ball out of the park. Some of their fill-in kind of guys like Tommy Edman have been pretty decent for them. Carlos Martinez stepped into the closer role when Jordan Hicks got hurt. And just on the whole, they're a very good defensive team, particularly in the infield. Goldschmidt, Wong, DeYoung, and when he's healthy, Matt Carpenter have been, you could make the case, the best infield in baseball this season. They've been very good, and they have a couple of pitchers. Dakota Hudson's the guy that gets a lot of ground balls, so those guys benefit big time from it.
You know, I'm just looking at some of the numbers, and I'm looking at Gallegos, and batting average against 164. Brebbia, how about him? 199. Who's Brebbia? We haven't seen much of him. At least I haven't.
Yeah, neither have I. These are guys that have very good strikeout and low walk totals, which is your ideal combination. And I don't know that there was necessarily a reason to think that these guys were going to be particularly good this year, but that's the thing with relief pitchers, I think, as the Giants found. You don't know when one year they're going to be great and then the next year they're not. There was no reason to ever believe that Giovanni Gallegos was going to be a guy with a 0.77 whip and a 2.05 ERA from anything in his past numbers. He was someone with a guy you'd figure be a 3.5-4 ERA guy. But here he is. They find a way.
Yeah, they do.
Like kudos to them.
Well, like you've pointed out to us all year long, when you look at the walk-to-strikeout ratio, and I'm looking at Brebbia or Gallegos, you know, 72 innings, 111 strikeouts, you know, something crazy. And that's the way it works. But they've got the best bullpen in the league. And I used to say, you know, show me the best starting rotation, I'll show you the pennant winner. Not necessarily anymore. You got to have that bullpen. In fact, the Giants today brought up Kyle Bearclaw. How about that? He's back in the big leagues. And Andrew Suarez is up as well. And I said they'll have them all up here before the end of September. What about Jeremy Jeffress? And I haven't asked you this one. The Brewers let him go. This guy last year was outstanding. They let him go. What happened to him?
He just kind of fell off the table. I don't necessarily know the full extent of that, but their bullpen, other than and even including Hader, has been somewhat problematic this year. I know that he doesn't throw as hard as he used to. He's averaging like 93, 94 when he used to be 95, 96. That might have had something to do with it. And yeah, like every pitch for him was considerably worse than it was last year, not just by a little bit. All of his pitches were worse by a lot. I'm surprised that they just cut him off, but I guess they felt that that was what they had to do.
Well, he's a former Brewer. He's going to be a Giant before too long. I'll guarantee you that. They got that pipeline that we've seen other teams have, that connection. So, Jeffers, yeah, the strikeouts are down less than one per inning. The batting average against is up and all that. But I'm telling you, these, as you say, these relievers, you never know what you're going to get from year to year. What about Adam Wainwright? 38 years old. I remember the big curveball that he had. He goes against the Giants today. He's a tough, tough pitcher. He's had a great major league career. What makes Wainwright Wainwright?
So at this point in his career, the curveball is still his out pitch. He's throwing it more, I think, more than his fastball now. And he is still getting outs with it. But back in the days that you're thinking of, opponents hit like 180 to 200 against it. Now they're hitting 250, 260. So it's not the same level of effectiveness. He certainly doesn't throw anywhere near as hard anymore. He's throwing 90 generally. He's still able to get some outs, but he doesn't have anything really other than the curveball that he can rely on at this point, whereas at previous points in his career he had three or four good pitches.
Well, he's tough. He's a tough pitcher, and as I said, he and Carpenter split that vote to get Lincecum his Cy Young back in 2009. Mm-hmm. Lefty's hitting him pretty good, but the Cardinals, pitching-wise, do they have enough to win the Central starting pitching? I know Dakota Hudson is in the middle of this. Flaherty's been terrific. Yep. How do their starting pitching look? Because they're TBA for the last two games of the series. We don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, so last year they were very high on Miles Michaelis, but this year he is falling back a bit. He's got a 4.3 ERA. Flaherty has been the ace of aces recently. He strikes out 10.5 per nine. His numbers have been off the charts recently. Hudson has been good, too. Is that enough? Boy, good question. I think it's a toss-up between them and the Cubs. They've got the three-game lead, so they have a little cushion and a little room for error. But I don't know that I'd want to be them in a postseason series, having to go up against a good lineup like the Dodgers or the Braves. I'd be getting my starters out probably pretty quick.
All right, very good. No, it's great insight, Mark. Very, very good. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, Sports Info Solutions, been terrific all year long chatting with you. Let's talk about one of your favorite teams, the Mets. They, of course, got Washington now. Washington then gets Atlanta at the end of the week. This is kind of a defining week, I'd say, for the National League East.
Yeah, the Phillies also are loaded with a tough schedule. I think after they go through Cincinnati, they have a run coming up where they have to play good teams in the AL in addition to playing their division rivals. Braves are the class of the division. That's pretty clear. The Nationals have a nice advantage over everybody right now. I was talking to someone yesterday, and I was just saying that this is like the worst second NL wild card that I think we've seen in the few years that the thing has existed. Nobody wants it. Nobody has among the contenders, the non-division leaders, has a good bullpen. They all have weaknesses. They all have games that they should have won that they didn't win. Either way, either team is going to be upset last night, Mets or Phillies from Sunday Night Baseball. And the Nationals have their flaws too. But the second wild card is just kind of blech this year. It's an unimpressive team in the way that baseball is currently constituted, with bullpen struggling as much as they do.
Well, I like the blech. I like that.
Yeah.
This is a very analytical description. I like that. Make Sports Info Solutions. Yeah, Sports Info Solutions needs a column of blech, because that tells you everything you need to know. But look, the Giants hung in for a while. Hey, Mark, always a pleasure, and enjoy Labor Day today, and look forward to catching up with you this month of September. There's a lot that's going on. As I say, we've got some series here this week that are going to be interesting, and especially I want to take a look at the Cards in light of what we just said about that bullpen. So have a great day, and I appreciate you being on.
Yep, hopefully my blech above replacement will be pretty good.
I'm telling you, that's a new analytic. This is good.
Yeah.
We're going there with this. I'm going to use this. I like it. All right, very good. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right, that is Mark A. Simon says on Twitter. Interesting. The bullpen. Let's see what the St. Louis bullpen does. Then they've got five games in 50 hours. One thing I did want to say about the U.S. restaurant, of course, today is Labor Day. And today is a Monday, and it is a holiday, and the U.S. is closed today. So even though I suggested going down there to watch the game and have a good time today at North Beach, not today, any other day of the week, but the U.S. is closed on Monday. So head on down to Fishman's Wharf, to Lefty's or Original Joe's or wherever you can enjoy it. But North Beach is a pleasure. But that parade, October 13th, and I'll say it again, if I'm here, I'm going. That's going to be a lot of fun. So reserve your table at the U.S., but they are closed today. All right, more coming up. Boy, this thing is going fast this morning. More coming up with Raff and Fish and me right after this.